Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me. I've got something I want to talk about. I want to talk about authenticity and how important that is, and a way that you can be authentic. And so in order to do that, I want to remind you of something you've heard me say before about what Adam Smith had said at one point in time. Adam Smith, as you know, is the father of modern economics and the author of one of the classics, clearly one of the classics, The Wealth of Nations. He published that in 1776. And Smith identified writing, handwriting, the written word, printed word. He identified writing as one of the three most important inventions of mankind. The other two, as you may remember, he thought was money and the economic tables. But more than two centuries later, here in the 21st century, the Internet has powered the written word to levels just not even imagined, even a generation ago, let alone during Smith's era. The written word is the driving force behind this handy new media maxim that we've all used. I know I've used it many times. I've heard it used 1,000 more times. Content is king. In the 21st century, content is king. Today, we're consumers of many kinds of online content, including streaming audio and video. As you know, I've been streaming audio on the internet since 1998. But even in the face of all this multimedia majesty, things like iTunes and YouTube, most of the kingly content that you and I consume is still in the graphic form that was so highly regarded by Smith, the written word. So what's all this mean to you and to me and our small businesses? Well, it's simple. In an era when content is king, if you want to connect with customers competitively and stay connected to them competitively, you have to produce more written words than ever before. I'm going to say that again. You, your business, you individually have to produce more written words than ever before. But not just any words, my friends, authentic words. Let me tell you what I mean by that. For a long time now, long before there were blogs, long before there was what we now call social media, in the last century, I started talking to you about two things that I've encouraged you to do as a small business owner. And you, if you've been listening to me for very long, you'll remember this. I've been telling you to develop better writing skills and publish more of your own words online. And I'm talking about words that communicate to and connect with customers. Folks, we're in the second decade of the 21st century. Prospects and customers want to read about the stuff that you sell before they meet you. You know, we've talked about this. This is my age of the customer stuff, right? That customers want to find out about, they want to have the ability to find out about what you sell, the stuff that you sell, before they even meet you. But they want more than marketing messaging. They want, you know, they'll read that stuff, but what they really want before they make a final decision, what will make them come to you tomorrow instead of someone else that they find online? The way that I think they'll do that is if they find authentic, straight from the horse's mouth information from you that delivers three things that are increasingly a big deal to customers: the voice, your voice, your vision, and the values. And your values, the values behind the stuff, as unartful and as unscripted as it may be. They want to hear your voice. How do you communicate? Your voice is the way you talk, the way you write. Every writer has their own, has his or her own style. You have the same thing. That's your voice, your vision, and your values. They want those three things, folks. And the people who, remember what I've said before about the age of the customer stuff. People are, customers are deciding whether to talk to you, whether to come to your shop, whether to call you, whether to buy from you online before they ever meet you many times. And so you have to give them some authenticity if you're really going to sell yourself to them. Because remember, everything you sell is a commodity. Everything you sell is a commodity. Everything else, the only way to differentiate yourself is through your own authenticity. So don't worry if you're not a professional wordsmith. When you need fancy words for strategic marketing messaging, whether it's online or otherwise, go ahead, hire a pro. You need to do that. You should do that. But you must become comfortable with conveying your vision and values online, on your website, on your blog, on Twitter, I don't care where it is, in an email address, in an email of some kind. You must be able to convey your vision and your values there in your own words, which is the voice, about a variety of issues, from a lot of different things, from explaining how to use a product you sell to a local cause that you care about, that's part of the values, and your philosophy. Another example would be your philosophy on how you want, how you think customers should be served, how your company believes that they want to serve customers. Though that's authenticity. When you can get that out, folks, when you can describe those in your own words, not only is the content, is the message authentic, but the words are authentic. And that's what customers are looking for today. Authenticity is the only thing that's not a commodity these days. And by the way, it's okay, it's just fine if your employees do some of this authentic wordsmithing, this authentic writing. It's okay. So if you don't demonstrate the product and put it up online in a YouTube video, or you don't write about how to do it, if your employees do that, that's just fine. There's no problem there. But you need to do it some too. In the age of the customer, my friends, now armed with as much information as the business they patronize, customers expect to be treated more like insiders. The good news is that no one makes this connection as effectively and as authentically as you do in your small business. Let customers read about the authentic side of you and your business, my friends. Think about that. I'm going to take a quick break, 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.